Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of putting on the garments of God. God wants us to put on His clothes. We put on His clothes as we do what the Word says, and we're going to get rid of all of the works of the flesh. In Zechariah 3:3, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. What was the answer in verse 4? Take away the filthy garments from him. And he said, I'm going to clothe thee with a change of raiment. That's exactly what God is doing in your life. All of the filthy garments of the flesh, all of the errors of sin, He wants them eliminated, and He is going to give you a change of raiment. You are now going to walk in the ways of the Lord. And we've talked about the fact that He said that there were a few names in Sardis which did not defile their garments. He said those would walk with Him in white, for they're worthy. This is to the church at Sardis. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Otherwise, you could be a Christian who's born again, but you have defiled your garments and are not walking with Him as you should. He said, those are worthy that walk with Him in white. And then He says, he that overcometh, indicating an overcoming life, not just once in a while, overcoming continually, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. God says that you are to overcome. And if you will overcome, you will be clothed with that white raiment. He says, I'll not blot out His name out of the book of life, but I will confess His name before my Father and before His angels. That's quite a heavy statement He made. God is looking to you to overcome. How are you going to do it? You're going to get rid of the filthy garments. You're not going to defile your garments. You're going to walk in the ways of a righteousness with a change of raiment. We saw previous scriptures, Genesis 35, where He said, put away the strange gods, put all the idolatry away and change your garments. Quit looking to anything as a source except for God. Let God be your total source in every area of your life. David was one who arose from the earth, came out of the flesh. He washed. We washed by the Word of God, anointed himself as he got filled up with the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Changed his apparel. This is what we do in the New Testament. We put on the garments of God, put off the works of the flesh. We come into the house of the Lord as we allow Him to dwell in us and walk in us, and we worship Him, glorify Him, and obey Him as we are walking in obedience to His Word. Talked about making the holy garments of God. Everything that God puts on you will be holy. It will have nothing to do with sin, with compromise, with hypocrisy, with the ways of the flesh. It will be holy, and you will be holy before the Lord. Remember, Saul armed David with the armor of his own armor, of the flesh of man, and that was put off by David because it was not the right thing. He'd not proved it. He needed the armor that God had given him in order to overcome. The armor of the flesh will never cause you to overcome. It's the armor of God that will cause you to have victory. In Romans 13:12, we saw the fact that we are to cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. The armor of God comes as the light is coming into us, driving out the darkness. The light comes from the Word. Remember, the entrance of the Word brings light and gives understanding unto the people. As you get the Word of God, the revelation knowledge of the Word entering in, bringing light, it gives understanding, spiritual understanding. When we walk in it, will produce fruit in our life. God wants us to turn away. He says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, chambering, wantonness, not in strife or envy. And God wants all that put away from you in your life. And put on the Lord Jesus Christ, He says. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ by the Word in you. And you must not make provision for the flesh. No secondary plans for the flesh. We're not going to try God's Word, and then if it doesn't work, go back to our own ways. That is making provision for the flesh, fulfilling its lusts. We don't walk after the lust of the flesh anymore. That produces sin, which brings forth death in your life. God wants us to put away everything that's not of Him. Get in the Word. The Word is going to cause you to be strong. Get that Word implanted in you. It will deliver your soul. And you're going to put on the garment of God through the Word. Not only hearing the Word, but being a doer of it, because that's what causes you to overcome and walk worthy before the Lord. Hebrews 12:1, we see the scripture where he says about laying aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. Do you have some sins that so easily beset you? God says you are to lay aside those weights and that sin, and you are to run with patience, with steadfastness, the race that's set before you. You can look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't get wearied and faint in your minds. Have you been striving against that sin? He says you've not striving against that sin unto blood, resisting unto blood. You need to rise up and resist that enemy and fight that sin as it is. It is a work of the devil coming against you. Ephesians 4:22 says, "You put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts." If you're going to put on the garments of God, you also have to put things off. Put off the former behavior of the old man. Put off the deceitful lusts. They are deceiving you, those strong desires to do what you want to do. You're going to deny yourself, and you're going to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You're going to put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Put on the new man. He's created in righteousness. Put on the new man through the Word of God. In Colossians 3:8, he says, "Now you put off all these." These are some of the works of the flesh you put off. Put off anger. Put off wrath. Put off malice. Put off that blasphemy and filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds. There is no room for anger, wrath, filthy communication, lying, any of these things in the life of a believer. He says, "And you put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." You can't put on the new man without the Word of God in you. As the Word's coming to you, it is renewing you in spiritual knowledge of the Word of God as the Holy Spirit's revealing it to you. Colossians 3:12 says, "What we put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies." God wants you to be merciful, not judgmental. Kindness, looking for ways to be constructive, not just thinking about yourself. Humbleness of mind, put that proud spirit underfoot. God resists the proud, and He gives grace unto the humble. Meekness, that is a yieldedness unto the Lord, a yieldedness and a submission. Too many people lack meekness. They're not yielded and they're not submissive to the Lord. Instead, they just do what they want to do. God wants you to get rid of that spirit and be meek before the Lord. Long suffering. You're going to be suffering long in the face of circumstances instead of getting so frustrated, so easily writing people off, getting upset. You got to learn to be long suffering. Forbearing, that's putting up with one another. People have had to put up with you. You need to put up with others as they're growing and learning the ways of God and developing and overcoming the enemy themselves. And forgiving one another. You must forgive. If you will not forgive from the heart, then you will not be forgiven. If anybody has a quarrel against you, you must forgive them. It is absolutely mandatory. Colossians 3:14, "And above all these things, put on charity," that's love, "which is the bond of perfectness." God wants you to put on the love of God. Get yourself filled up with the love of God. Love is a commandment. We have been commanded to walk in love. If you're going to walk in love, you're going to be long-suffering. You're not going to be looking for ways to be impressing people. You're not going to be anxious to do those things. Instead, you're going to be humbling yourself. You're going to be meek before the Lord. You're going to be yielded unto God. You're not going to be pursuing your own selfish aims. You're not going to be desiring what you want, demanding your own way. Too many people are demanding their own way. They want their own way. They're self-serving. God says it's time for you to put off that self-serving attitude and humble yourself and submit yourself. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord. If you keep yielding to the ways of the flesh, you're opening the door for the devil to come in. And you open your way for the devil to come in, you're going to have all kinds of destruction coming into you. Remember in Luke chapter 8, verse 27, the man who had the Gadarenian demoniac, and there it says that he had demons for a long time. And notice it says that he wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. And here, this man, it was a natural truth, but also it's a spiritual reality. He didn't have God's garments on. He didn't have any protection. He was not walking in the ways of God. He was walking in the ways of sin. He had these demons, and they were working in him because they'd come in because of the open door of sin. But then after the demons were cast out, it talks about when the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, he was clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Notice, when he got the demons cast out, he was clothed in his right mind. He was set free, and he also got clothed. And this speaks of the fact that as you are getting delivered from demonic strongholds in your life, as you are putting off the works of sin, casting out the spirits, putting on the things of God, you're going to be clothed in the things of God. And this is a natural thing, but also there's a spiritual revelation behind it. Remember, the Word of God is spirit and life. And here we see that as we get clothed with the things of God and we put on the garments of God, we put on those garments of salvation, they will keep us, they will protect us, and then we will be walking in a right mind and upright before the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:3 says, if so be that we being clothed, we shall be not be found naked. For we are in that tabernacle, in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. We don't want to be found naked. We want to be clothed. We're to be clothed with the garments of God. We're to clothe ourselves with the power of God. We're to clothe ourselves with praise. We're to clothe ourselves with the garments of salvation as we receive the Word of God. We're to put off the works of the flesh. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to put off and cast off all those works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Put on the armor of God. Ephesians 6:10 says, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You're going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil because you have put on the garments of God, the whole armor of God. When you got that word in your mind, the word in your heart, the word in your mouth, the word directing your steps, the word is first place and final authority in your life, then you're going to be able to stand against the tricks, the wiles, the strategies of the devil. And you're going to overcome. Because remember, life is spiritual and we're dealing with a spiritual enemy, and you cannot be abiding in darkness and think you're going to overcome. Instead, the devil will be overcoming you in your life. So get yourself putting on the garments of God. Get all the filthiness out of you. Cleanse yourself of all that filthiness of the flesh and spirit to perfect holiness and the fear of God. Get the garments of God on and walk in victory in your life. Well, we're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.